Welcome to Companion App. You are now listening to a voiceover for our article. Aspartame versus sucralose. Which one to choose? In an era marked by heightened health consciousness and the pursuit of healthier dietary choices, the spotlight on sugar substitutes has become more pronounced than ever before. Among the array of artificial sweeteners, two contenders, aspartame and sucralose, have risen to prominence, generating discussions about their comparative merits, potential health impacts, and safety considerations. While you might have heard that aspartame has just been banned by the World Health Organization due to its health concerns, this article answers the question, is aspartame a carcinogen? And embarks on an exploration into the scientific underpinnings of aspartame and sucralose, providing an in-depth analysis of their characteristics, addressing common concerns, and offering insights into the wider conversation on artificial sweeteners. Is aspartame bad for you? Among the most recurring inquiries in the discourse on aspartame is the question of its safety. Over the years, aspartame has undergone extensive scrutiny, rigorous testing, and numerous studies to assess its impact on human health. Until last month, reputable regulatory bodies, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the World Health Organization, WHO, have considered aspartame safe when consumed within acceptable daily intake levels. However, scientists have spent a lot of time looking at aspartame, and as of July 2023, the experts at the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, which is a part of the World Health Organization, WHO, have declared that aspartame is now in a group that's labeled as might cause cancer in humans. This update is a big deal, and it's not wrong to underline that aspartame possesses carcinogenic properties. Does Coke Zero have aspartame? One of the most frequently asked questions around aspartame safety is if Coke Zero and Diet Coke have aspartame or not. Sadly, both of them contain aspartame, as do some other sugary sodas and some chewing gums. In fact, many diet or sugar-free products incorporate artificial sweeteners, so if you're trying to avoid these ingredients, be careful when reading the labels. But for the sake of your health, it's best to avoid these beverages in the first place. Aspartame's side effects. Besides aspartame's carcinogenic effect, it also has other serious side effects on health, including an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease, strokes, dementia, intestinal dysbiosis, headaches, weight gain, increased appetite. Sucralose versus aspartame. Turning our attention to sucralose, another noteworthy artificial sweetener, we find distinct characteristics that differentiate it from aspartame. Sucralose, marketed as Splenda, is a chlorinated derivative of sucrose, making it non-caloric due to its indigestibility by the human body. This feature renders sucralose a popular choice for those seeking to reduce calorie intake while satisfying their sweet tooth. In the realm of scientific inquiry, sucralose has not escaped investigation. A scientific study held in France with 100,000 adults found that those who consume more artificial sweeteners had a higher chance of getting cancer. While the main focus is on aspartame, other sweeteners have also been shown to increase cancer risk. To sum up, after the carcinogen effect of aspartame was recognized by the authorities, the focus shifted to whether sucralose is a carcinogen, but there is still not enough data on the carcinogenicity of sucralose. However, bear in mind that both aspartame and sucralose are not natural substitutes and are being produced in lab environments. Opt for more natural sweeteners for your health.